This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour, how do you do? This is the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Everybody's here alert and awake. How do you do? How do you do? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. You think about the past from time to time, right? You worry about yesterday. Why? You can't change the past. And you will not sure. I think people worry about tomorrow all the time and what the ending is going to be. No, just take a hold of today. Now, let's see what's going on in the trending department. Who starts with that? Victoria or Jennifer? Who's gone? Who's on first?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I defer to Jen.
All right. Well, Twitter is trending on Twitter right now, which is always kind of fun. You go, why is Twitter trending on Twitter? And that's because the CEO, Jack Dorsey, expressed regret over eating at Chick-fil-A because of the company's CEO's personal views on gay marriage. He tweeted a screenshot from his phone, this is Jack Dorsey, that showed a purchase he had made at Chick-fil-A using a mobile application. After he got swamped on Twitter by a lot of different liberal talking heads who take issue with Chick-fil-A, Jack Dorsey had to issue an apology for eating at Chick-fil-A. How funny is that? So he was saying, oh, look at this delicious lunch I got. And then whammo, he got this wave of criticism. And so then he said he's really sorry he enjoyed it. He said, on behalf of the whole LGBTQ community, Jack, kindly boost your head out of your He was not a fan of Chick-fil-A. And so then finally this apology from Jack Dorsey came that said, you're right, completely forgot about their background.
Can we backtrack a little bit?
Sure.
Jack Dorsey is who?
He's the head, not the head anymore because I think Twitter went public, but he was the person who started Twitter, and he's like their CEO.
Okay.
Jack
Dorsey. So why is it not good? Yes, I lost this in the transition. Why was it not a good idea for him to go to
Chick-fil-A? Well, he was all excited about going to Chick-fil-A, so he posted about it on Twitter. And then a lot of people on the left got furious that he was there because apparently you're supposed to boycott Chick-fil-A because of the CEO's personal views
on
gay marriage.
Oh my God.
He got swamped with criticism, and so then he had to issue an apology for eating a chicken sandwich.
You don't eat at Chick-fil-A because chicken is bad for you, not because you don't like what guy who runs
I don't know a single gay person who would ever endorse
Okay, so that's
their
choice.
So that's right. But it's the same thing as the baker who won't make the gay wedding cake. If people don't,
if you don't agree with his policy, you don't get a cake from him. That's it.
But I'm just saying, that's the world that we live in now. I don't think that Jack Dorsey needed to issue an apology for his lunch, but I think, he could have said, it sounds like he did say, I forgot. A lot of people don't realize that the connection with, I think he did forget the connection that Chick-fil-A has had. They've been very public about being anti-gay marriage and anti-gay in general.
Do they have a policy against hiring gay people?
Well, they can't do that. That's illegal. But I don't know if they work around it. I do not know. I don't know. I've never been to one. I will not go to one. So I don't know.
Okay, so that's your personal choice. But people who have this, and this is their whole lot in life, it's social. Making social statements is cool and fine. And in fact, it's part of the American way. But to have this kind of social media stuff and people attacking him because, come on, just get over yourself. Move on. It's all.
I don't think he needed to apologize for eating lunch.
No, I think
you can make a statement saying, look, I support, you know, I forgot that there is a connection there. I still had a delicious lunch, and I still support gay marriage. You know, you can do all of it in one
tweet.
You can
eat a chicken sandwich and support gay marriage. It can be done.
Yes, we can.
Right.
Victoria, what do you have?
Well, we've got some other food news. Starbucks is raising their prices again on their coffee, and this is only now on their drip coffee. This is the most popular item that they sell, and it will go up 10 to 20 cents depending on where you live. Now, this is actually, it's unusual for Starbucks to have two price hikes in less than a year. The last time this happened, it went up 30 cents. So now a 12-ounce tall coffee, which is the smallest version that they have, that will cost between $1.95 and $2.15, again, depending on your location. And it only impacts regular brewed drip coffee. So all the other stuff like iced, hot, blended, and the tea beverages are still remaining the same price. And they say that they had to go, they had to raise the prices because their operating expenses have gone up 9% so far this year, which is
a lot.
So
all those security guards watching the bathrooms in Starbucks, that's what's costing.
And, well, if you think about it, it's the rent, because the Starbucks is, wherever they are, they're in high rent areas. And so the rent went up 13%.
What? Starbucks, what is there about a Starbucks cup of coffee? I don't drink coffee, so maybe I just don't get it. Why in the world do people pay? Is it just that it's the social thing to do? Well, if I were popular, or if I was following some operation, they raise their prices like that, I'd go somewhere else. That'd be the end of that.
Well, some people might go somewhere else. But then again, if it's part of your normal routine in the morning that, you know, you drive by a Starbucks on the way to your office, going up 10 or 20 cents, it's probably not going to change your habits.
What's his name, George? What's the guy's name? Schultz?
Yes.
Who started Starbucks? Got to hand it to him. He's a genius. He's created an aura around Starbucks. Yeah, has he tripped here and there? Yeah, of course. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But I give you a lot of credit, Mr. Schultz. You've done a fabulous job of creating value out of nothing. And that's a really hard thing to do. It really is. If people pay for what they think they're getting, maybe even if it does taste a little better. Do you know the difference between the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks and if you go down to the Cumberland Farm store, the convenience stores around here? It's really very interesting. So I just thought of something as you were, you were going through that. You know that the billboards for Chick-fil-A have a cow on the billboard. Have you seen those? It says, eat more chicken.
Eat chicken,
seen that?
Right.
Okay. So here's another one. Use a cow and billboards that say drink more milk with reference to Starbucks. So milk's better for you anyway, and you can probably get a glass cheaper than you get a glass of coffee, a cup of coffee. So let's drink more milk. What about that, boys and girls?
I'm sure Starbucks really needs our help with their marketing.
And you're not going to convince coffee drinkers to switch over to just milk. Yeah.
Drink more milk. No coffee. Drink milk. Much better for you. What do you mean? Yeah.
I'm just not sure that's going to really. I'm not sure anyone's going to take us up on that. But
I had an idea, and I thought I would share it. Thank you very much. Got another idea for you. The Works Father's Day combo giveaway, including the trimmer, edger, mini mower, and the HydroShot portable power cleaner, two of them together worth over $250. You can win one. Go to djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com and fill out the contest form. You got to put on the form WORX. WORX is Works. Works giveaway. Put that in the subject line. Click on the submit button, and there you go. You'll have, we're giving away two more sets this week. Father's Day is next Sunday, so we'll have them in time for Father's Day. We have two winners, Janet Chrisman and Mike Collins so far. If you'd like to have a shot at joining, join the winner circle, get in to the participation circle by signing up for the giveaway at djvshow.com.
In today's automotive news, we're at the Nürburgring in Germany to test drive the new Aston Martin DB11 AMR. It is the flagship model of the DB11 range with 630 brake horsepower, a top speed increase to 208 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. After driving it, I found it has even sharper handling than the regular DB11 and a very cool exhaust sound which brings out that V12 character. New carbon fiber and Aston Martin yellow pinstriping cover the car. It's on sale now at a stunning price of $241,000. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 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 yes. Here's a creepy sort of weird story. Skeletons of 56 children believed to have been sacrificed by the ancient civilization in Peru have been unearthed there. Believe these children, found alongside the remains of 30 young llamas, were killed as part of a ritual to stave off devastating rains and flooding caused by a major El Nino about 600 years ago. The mass burial joins a number of sacrificial sites, many involving children, which have been uncovered this year in an area on the coastal side of northeast Peru. Archaeologists say the string of discoveries shows that this place was a human sacrifice. There were human sacrifices being made unprecedented in the history of the world. I don't know that that's true, because human sacrifices have been a part of a lot of the earlier, and women were sacrificed along with the children in early religious. I think it's that one concentrated area, maybe, is what they're talking about.
More sacrifices happened in that area than any other place. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's really
creepy.
It is creepy. What gives you what is it? Well, maybe we could say that about any religious value, though, right? We could say today some of the religious values that major religions have are...
Do any of them involve offering up children for sacrifice, though?
The modern progressive, supposedly progressive, but I'm just saying that there are lots of strange things done in the name of appeasing God. And the God that I know and like doesn't look for any of this stuff. These are all crazy human ideas, as most religion... Frankly, I say that, and Jennifer will say, "Why'd you say that?" So I won't say what I was just thinking, but you get it. You get the drift of it anyway. It's just this. Some of the stuff is creepy. All right, 20 minutes. Where were we? 21 after the hour already here on the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
About 23 and change after the hour. Some entertainment news of note on the DJV show with Jen and Victoria. Brooke Shields details her body image struggles in a new interview with the magazine Porter Edit. I don't know that magazine. What is Porter Edit? Anybody know anything about it?
There's a lot of magazines out now that are sort of they're fashion-oriented. Not mainstream. You know, they're sort of like an online subscription type of thing.
I've always had the hots, if that's not too crude to say, for Brooke Shields. I think she's...
A lot of people did.
She's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, she really is. And she's very... She's nice.
She's nice. Very nice, yeah.
Yeah. 53 years old. She talks about the relationship she has with her mother, who was her manager, has been. I don't know. I think she may still be. Her mother made her question her looks from an early age. She writes, quote, "My mother would get drunk and say, 'Why don't you move your fat ass?' So I've always believed I had a fat ass." Her mother died a couple of years ago after a battle with alcoholism. Shields says that it was screenwriter Chris Henchy, her husband of 17 years, who finally helped her see her body in a positive light. I think she has a fabulous body. I don't understand how people think that that's, I don't know, it's amazing what people think.
Things that your parents say to you when you're young.
Oh, of course.
Young,
yeah, they really matter.
You know, they really matter, and especially mothers and daughters, and the way that a lot of mothers perceive their own bodies, daughters pick up on that too. So if a mom is constantly in the mirror going, "Oh, my thighs are fat," then the little girl is going to being raised to think her thighs are fat too. You know, it's really destructive.
Brooke Shields
was always not a shrinking violet. You know, she was a big, tall. She's a tall girl, and that's okay.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You said something that just piques my interest, and I won't go off on this, but I, at my age, am still dealing with the things my father said to me. You overcome them. You have to work through them, but they can be very destructive. Yep.
Absolutely.
25. Yeah. 25. I think she's fabulous. That's the thought I'm having for her. In terms of music, at 25 past the hour, newly found John Coltrane album that was done in 1963. 51 years after his death, he's still full of surprises. The release of Both Directions at Once, the Lost Album, has been announced. It'll come out at the end of this month. Composed of a lot of 1963 sessions recorded at a studio in New York, Coltrane's legendary classic quartet with him. Lost Album was the product of a single day's work in March of 63, when they were in peak form. Then nothing ever happened to the recordings. The day's work will be It was a show forgotten by all involved. But now, against all odds, the album has been found and the first track has been released. Let's listen. This is what this is called. I've always had most of this kind of jazz I don't like, but I do like him. I've always liked him. So, good. It's nice that he'll be remembered again, revived. Okay, next musical item is a focus on a couple of unlikely characters, McCartney and Corden. This James Corden is a smart cookie man, and McCartney, they gave fans a shock when they showed up together at a couple of Beatles sites in Liverpool. They were seen at the Beatles statue in Liverpool, McCartney's childhood home, and Penny Lane at the, you know the song we're playing in the background, where they, it's a roundabout in Liverpool, Penny Lane. I drove around it once, and it wasn't in the wrong direction either. McCartney and Corden were all smiles when they posed for a lot of pictures, including selfies, in front of a statue of the Fab Four. They were in Liverpool. Corden's got to have one heck of a schedule. Because doesn't he do that show, where he does a late show out of New York?
L.A.
He does out of L.A., so he's got to even... Is it live every day, or does he do it every day?
He may be on a hiatus for a bit.
During the summer,
sure.
Anyway, kind of neat to have the two of them together. Are they going to do a carpool karaoke out of this, one would wonder? It would be only natural.
Probably over there. He did one in London with Adele, so yeah, he probably...
Adele is the most popular thing, carpool karaoke ever, like 180 million hits or something. Anyway, that's the news from jolly old England at 28 past the hour on the DJB Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJB Show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a news conference after concluding his historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, during which the two leaders signed a joint declaration the president calls pretty comprehensive. From that news conference,
it's my honor today to address the people of the world following this very historic summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Spent very intensive hours together, and I think most of you have gotten the signed document, or you will very shortly. It's very comprehensive. It's going to happen. I stand before you as an emissary of the American people to deliver a message of hope and vision and a message of peace.
That news conference in Singapore just wrapping up, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a My Pillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Up for yourself. Welcome into the DJV show. Say that again, Doug. Welcome into the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, checking out what's going on, firing you up with enthusiasm, because if you're not fired with enthusiasm, you'll be fired with enthusiasm. You know what I mean? Got it? Around the country. You know, nobody's acknowledged they got it, but I'll figure it out.
I don't know. Was that a threat to fire us? If we're not fired up. I'm not really sure.
Aha! All right. I need to know more about these fires, Jennifer, in California. 12 of the Northern California wildfires. Well, let me tell you what I know.
Hop in your helicopter and go give us a report.
I'll be back. I'll be back in an hour.
So there's been an investigation into 170 fires that burned all that acreage last fall. 12 of the fires were started by power lines. This is something new, power failure. The trees and branches are too close to them, and when they spark, that's the end of that. Fires killed 18 people, burned 170,000 acres, destroyed 3,000 structures. Wow, they're going to sue the hell If they haven't already started to sue them, man, there'll be plenty of suits now.
This is a big deal because everybody was looking for the cause. And in Southern California, it seemed that when we had all of those big fires, most of them were caused by homeless people who were outside starting fires. And then the winds would start and blow the embers. And then all of a sudden there was this raging inferno in Northern California. You're right. The power lines were the cause of this. The thing that scares me, and this is, I know you don't like fear-based thinking, Dougie, but over the weekend in California, we had two big fires burn. Burning, and thankfully, fire officials were able to put them out in about, I don't know, 24 to 48 hours. But already, and it's only the beginning of June, we're seeing all of this fire season when typically fire season doesn't come till the end of summer, like September, even into October. This is so the fact that everything is so dry, we had such little amount of rain during the winter, everything's brown. It's just, it's like
and
you're just waiting
year,
for the other shoe to drop.
Lots of rain, and still there were fires towards.
Well, that was because it got so hot, and then there was such an overgrowth of brush, there was more to burn, I guess.
Yeah. So this is something to keep in mind as you travel. Be very careful, please. Very careful of our precious country is a precious place. So many things to be thankful for. Don't ruin them by being careless. 1,800 homes evacuated in southwest Colorado where there's a big fire that's been going on there. 10 miles north of Durango. We were talking about this last week, and it still continued. Burned more than 8,600 acres, 10% contained. 700 firefighters assigned to battle it. The fire is not slowing down because they don't have much forecast. I'm looking at the weather. Is there any rain there? It's low humidity, high winds, dry vegetation. Yeah, they're going to have a problem because there's no real wind. There's wind and no real rain there in that area. The rain, my understanding is, you said this was going to be the case over the weekend, Kara, that it rained very heavily in the area of the Delmarva and down into Washington. We had a beautiful weekend here in New England. New York, how was New York over the weekend, Victoria?
Gorgeous. Yeah. Really nice. Yep.
So just a few hours south of there, where Kara was, it rained like a son of a gun. Was it both days?
Well, it even depends where you were, because in the Baltimore area, which is a little bit north of me, it poured rain both days. But for me, we were supposed to get thunderstorms right around D.C. both days, and we didn't get anything. So, I mean, we had a little bit of a drizzle while I was at work on Saturday night, but besides that, there was nothing else.
Did you have a big bar time on Saturday night? What'd you do?
I worked at a wedding.
Karen is a bartender. You worked at a wedding. Was it good?
It was kind of boring. But
the guy wasn't hot?
That's probably good, though, isn't it? If it's a boring, you don't have a lot of drunken people doing keg stands on your bar.
Yes, I guess that's better. I don't know. Sometimes it's more fun when they've got, like, lively music and people dancing, because the bar was still packed, but it was just the music was kind of boring. We had some, like, Phil Collins on the playlist.
Question. If some hot guy at a wedding came over to ask you to dance with him while you were there, would you go?
First of all, no, because I'm at work. So I would get fired if I left the bar to go dance.
But you want to get fired anyway from this job. Who cares?
Well, if it happens next weekend, then sure, I will. Yeah, I'll hop
you don't
right
like
out.
This company?
I'm not actually put in my resignation, so I'll only be working there one more weekend. But it's not that close to where I live anymore, and the managers are kind of wet blankets. So I'm hoping to move somewhere that's a little bit more fun and with hot guys that I can dance with. That's going to be the first thing I ask when I apply somewhere else is, hey, can I dance with hot guys? And if they say yes, then
I think you need to work at Coyote Ugly. I think you need to get yourself a little outfit.
Also around the nation, low-income households could see their rent increase under a proposal at HUD. New report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities suggests that in the largest 100 metropolitan areas of our country, the U.S. Rent for people getting federal housing assistance would jump 20%. The rent increases about six times more than the growth of average hourly wages. So what's the story behind the story here? Is this a shot at people? There are so many homeless people now. One wonders, the government sticks its nose into so many different things, why the government hasn't done more local, state, national about the problem of homelessness. So what is there?
Well, the fear is that this is the driving up the rent on these living assist, you know, the government assisted living, that's going to cause more homelessness. So that's the concern, because if If the wages aren't going up and the rent keeps going up, that's happening right now in New York City, all around in our neighborhood. There's some Section 8 housing that's not too far away, and it's just getting, the gentrification is just, it's getting larger and larger. And where do people go then? You know, you've lived here your whole life, like, where do you go?
It's the thing is, there's a curse to success. And I'm not going to ever, nor you will never hear me criticize capitalism or what goes on when people become a success. So in this circumstance, the question is then, what do we do about those who are not successful? How do you even it without it taking advantage of the people who are successful? In other words, taking from them and giving to those who aren't doesn't seem to be the fix. So what is the fix? How is it that with all of these, when I look at the VA, for example, and how many soldiers there are that are homeless, that appalls me. Whether we need to have fewer people in the service, and then we won't have this problem. There's legislation that was signed last week paving the way for a major overhaul of the VA, but how many times does that happen?
I think that one was specific to health care, right?
Yes.
Their health insurance, they have a little more flexibility
sector,
and things. Which is obviously very much needed, because there are stories of people waiting 90 days for a doctor's appointment. They die before they get to see the doctor. And that's happening to our veterans. That's inexcusable in this country.
Yeah.
But going back to your other thing, though, the problem is most people who are on government assistance have some form of employment. There's actually, it's a myth when you hear the news media saying, and it's usually coming from the right, no one's working, it's a bunch of deadbeats. That's actually not really true. That's not the case. But
no,
when you have people...
generalization is ever accurate.
Yeah, you can get food stamps and still have a job. It just means you're a low wage earner based on your family and, whatever stipulations there are.
Right. So it just, the rent, it's in major cities especially, which is where the urban development stuff focuses on, in Chicago and L.A. and in New York, I don't know what the answer is. Do you just push everybody out, and then where do they go? A lot of the times, they, like in L.A., when buildings get built and they knock things down, the homeless just keep getting pushed further and further. But it doesn't solve the problem. You talk about Santa Monica, Doug, how horrible that is with the homeless population now.
Yeah.
How do you fix it? You talk to Giuliani. He seems to be the only guy who bust them all out of New York City while he was mayor. And it's sort of a joke, but where did they go? Yeah, no one seems to know where they went. They're back now.
They're in California, maybe.
They're in California,
There's an aside. My hometown of Framingham saw something. We just discovered this. And it really is very interesting and pretty compelling. There are four or five communities around Framingham that are, shall we say, high income communities. And so the police in these towns, when they have any problems with people who are vagrants or homeless or whatever it is, they put them in the police car and they drive them to Framingham and they let them out. It's really amazing. The town of Weston, which is affluent, Winchester, Wellesley, the towns begin with a W, interestingly enough. They put their people in a car, and why they chose Framingham, I don't know. Framingham has a part of town. Yesterday I was in a parade, a Flag Day parade, and we had a float from the farm and a band playing, and I was in a tractor, and I'm the only one there driving a tractor down the street. And people were hooting and hollering, yelling and screaming. It was really kind of fun. But what I saw along the parade route was, especially taken back by a fellow who was obviously homeless, he and a woman they were living with were on the side of the road. And as I looked at them and looked into their faces, their eyes, I just thought, my God, what a horrible way to live one's life. And then I sort of gave thanks there, but for the grace of God, I said to myself, go I. There's so many people that some people make the choice, some people don't. It's our job to help the people who can't help themselves. I don't know other than that. That sounds like a platitude. What do you do for housing? How is it supplemented? Some of these people...
Right, well, and in urban areas, you can't just drive someone. We don't have a Framingham in Manhattan.
No, right.
So where do you go? Do you drive out to Queens?
I don't know.
It's where do you go? And if you're in Chicago, where do you go? And that's really the biggest problem is just housing. And I think L.A., it sounds like there's a similar problem with just with housing.
Yeah.
The thing was, it used to be in the inner city, or you might see it in like some rural communities where there'd be homeless people. Now it's just everywhere. We have, I think, over 55,000 counted homeless people just in L.A. County alone. And that's the counted of the homeless, which, you know, is going to be much larger. Yeah.
Big
and it is really difficult. And so the question is, until we're ready to talk about drug addiction and mental illness, there is never going to be a solution for this. Because I still believe, and I don't mean to sound not kind or not empathetic, but people that can that do have legitimate problems can find help and get solutions. People who don't want to find help are the ones that are on the street.
46 past the hour.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Theme from the Money Pit. Time for us to bring in Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He and Leslie Segretti every weekend thrill and enthrall listeners all around the country with their pithy comments. They got a lot of great things going on the website, moneypit.com. And they certainly help you, listeners to the DJV show. The expertise that Tom presents is, there's nobody like it, frankly. I've come up with things all the time to try to yank his chain, and I've never, ever not gotten an answer, and neither have you. When it comes to the audience and how engaged people are, Tom, they really appreciate the fact that you have the answers to the questions. So let's get them. We'll continue on, right. By the way. Email the questions to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, or on Twitter, @DougStephan. Davey in Chicago recently had a tree limb fall on his house, puncture the roof. Now it has to be replaced. The insurance adjuster recommended changing from gable end ventilation to a ridge vent. So what do you think? What's the correct way to proceed?
That's a very smart insurance adjuster. Now, you know, ridge vents are much more effective than gable vents, because what happens is, as the wind blows over the roof of the house, that ridge area, Doug, it becomes depressurized, so air gets drawn out of there naturally, and it enters in the soffits. That's the overhang. So as the air goes in the soffit, goes under the roof sheathing, that takes out moisture in the winter, heat in the summer, and exits at the ridge vent. So now is the time to do that when you're replacing the roof. And in fact, what I would tell you to do is to close off those gable vents, because it tends to interrupt that airflow pattern. Have only the ridge vent and the soffit vents. You'll find your attic will be much more comfortable in the summer. You'll be able to go up there if you have to grab something out of storage. There'll be much less moisture in the wintertime. And that means, by the way, that your insulation will be more effective, because the drier the insulation is, that little bit of dampness can really have an effect on its efficiency. So keep it dry, and you'll be saving some money on your heating bills as well.
Why do they call them soffits?
That's the overhang. There's a lot of fun building terms out there. Soffits is just one of many.
Joices. Why do they call them joices? That's a great thing. We should do a vocabulary sometime for the average person. Here's what you need to know about a soffit. Meanwhile, Steve, listening to us in Spokane, Washington, has a problem. He's thinking about, he says, installing granite vanity in his master bath. Somebody told him that oil and grease stains couldn't be removed from granite. He wants to know if that's true.
Well, you know, a lot of folks love natural countertops, and they are absolutely beautiful, but they do need a fair amount of maintenance. You know, you use them in the kitchen, and you can put hot pots on them and that sort of thing, but they do need to be sealed. That's real important. It's something that you should have done by a professional, you know, at least, I would say, once a year, if not more often. In terms of the day-to-day, week-to-week maintenance, you can do that yourself. You just need warm water and some mild dish soap and a dishcloth and maybe a microfiber cloth or a terry cloth towel. And if you want to disinfect it, isopropyl alcohol is a good thing for that. Just spray it on and wipe it down, and it'll keep clean. So you can keep them clean. It's just a little bit more work, but you enjoy them because they're beautiful.
All right, here's a geography lesson.
All right.
Where is N-E-W-A-R-K pronounced? Newark or Newark?
It's called Newark. Newark, Delaware. Newark. I think the folks in Delaware get offended if you call it Newark, because that's in New Jersey. But Newark is in Delaware, and that's where Paul is from. He's having some problems with the moles that are getting into his soil. And you know why the moles are in the lawn? Because they're hungry. They're looking for insects. So if you want to reduce the moles in your lawn, you got to use a product that will eliminate grubs. There's lots of good brands out there that can do that. But if you put a grub control down, you're basically taking the food away. And you know what happens, Paul? The moles go and infest your neighbor's yard instead.
All right, listener Wayne wants to know some ways to lower energy bills in the summertime as things get warmer, air conditioning goes on, his bill goes up. What does he do?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. First of all, south side of your house, always keep those shades down. That's really important. If you have window air conditioners, make sure if you have the option, say it's a corner room, put it on the shadier side of the house. For central air conditioning systems, it's good if you can arrange some shade around that compressor outside, so that's a good spot to plant a shade tree, but don't get it too close because you got to let them breathe. If you've not had the central AC system service, you got to have a pro in to do that, because even though it may be cooling, it may not be cooling efficiently. A quick test, Doug, you can measure the temperature at the supply and the return with a refrigerator thermometer. If you're not getting 12 to 20 degrees of difference, you need to have the system service. So call a pro and get it done.
All right. Send your questions to Tom Kreitler of the Money Pit to Doug@DougStefan.com or on Twitter @DougStefan. Tom the K from the Money Pit here at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.